Okay, we'll say hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuba's daf Lamed. Just one programming note, as tomorrow is Tisha B'Av and then Sunday is Nidcha. Obviously, there's an Isser to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. So in that sense, right, you have to kind of structure. Right, the daf Yomi doesn't stop, right? We don't stop for nobody. But you have to structure your learning so you're not learning it on Tishba. So the limud of the daf Lamed Aleph, tomorrow's daf, has to be on Shabbos proper. And then Lamed Beis on Sunday has to be on Sunday night, right after Tishba is over. So for that, to that effect, right, there'll be no shir on Motzei Shabbos, because we got to learn it on Shabbos. And then it's a Shem Shiro when we return on Sunday nights. Okay, so we're here on top of Lamed Amud Aleph. Right? We've been discussing a difference between Rabbi Yeshevov and Rabbi Simoi in terms of who, right, a nafkamina, right, in terms of who is going to be chayiv a knas, right, if a man rapes a woman, rechman al-tzlan, chayiv chamishim shekel, 50 silver pieces, which is a tremendous sum of money in the normal equivalent. And the shayla is, what type of person? Right. So again, we said the quint, Rabbi Yeshevov, right, again, he says, right, let's start with Rabbi Simoi, right? We said with the current Rabbi Simoi, right, he holds within Rabbi Akiva that, right, as if you see over here, Menakol Osa, Rabbi Akiva Mamzerim, Chutzme Alman Alekhan Gahal, that according to Rabbi Akiva, anybody, right, who has an Israel love, is going to create Mamzerus, meaning there's no Tvias Askidushin, the marriage does not work, and that except for Alman Alekhan Gahal, except for that one. That one is because the Torah says specifically that that union creates a halala, or it creates a halal, right? Not mamzerus. Again, creates a puzzle coin, not a mamzer. Rabbi Shevov said back to him, "What do you mean? Let's yell at Rabbi Akiva because he's anybody." As the phrase goes, just to read the last line on the second last line on Chof Desma Beis, "Kol she ein lo bia b'Yisrael avlad mamzer." Anybody who does not have permissible bia. Right, the Vlad is a mamzer. So the Gemara had said, might be naive. So according to that, what's the nafkamina? Right, again, between them, right, again, between Shimon HaTzimani and Shimon ben Minasya, right, again, if you remember, right, they had a machlokas on top, right, that the Isha Sheyesh Bahavaya, and Rabbi Shimon ben Minasya had said, Isha Haruya Lekaima, right, who are we excluding, right, when the Pasuk says, Velosi Ela Isha, that if a guy rapes a woman, he has to marry her, right, so all the woman that he pays a knas to is only someone that he can halachically marry. So Shimon HaTimani had said, a woman, he's a Yesh Bahavaya, that the marriage works, that there is Tfisas Kiddushin, if he says, all right, Mekudeshesli, that they can get married, and Rabbi Shimon ben Minasya says, no, it's only a woman he can stay married to. So what's the nafkamina? Right, if you tell me that all of the Isurim, right, all the Lav, all the Isur Lavim, Kohen Rabbi Akiva, are going to create Mamzerus, and therefore there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, the marriage doesn't work if there's an Isser. So what's the difference between Shimon HaTimani and Shimon ben Minasya? So we had a couple of possibilities, right? So he said, the last thing we said yesterday was, Ikibeinayu Chuyuve Asay Mitzri V'Adomi, that it's not an Isser Lav, it's an Isser Asay. Right, and therefore that is a less serious as a lav, and it won't create mamzerus. So therefore, according to Shimon HaTimani, since the marriage will work, right, there's no mamzerus, so then she would be included in the girls that this guy has to pay a fine for, to pay the knas. But according to Shimon ben Minasya, since she's usher to him, sof, right, she would not. So the Gemara just says, now we're on the first line, Hanichal Rabbi Yeshevav, Ilavuke Mitam with Rabbi Simoi Kasi. Right, again, so then Shapir. Right, again, if you remember, right, as I said before, right, the line of Rabbi Yeshevav is a little bit vague. He says, let's yell at Rabbi Akiva, who says that everybody who has an usher bia, as some usher union, right, creates mamzerus. So the question is, what did he mean by that? Did he mean any isser whatsoever, meaning including chayvei asay, and therefore any type of isser whatsoever is going to create mamzerus? Or was he just responding to Rabbi Yeshevov? To Rabbi Simoi, who had said that every isser lav creates mamzerus, except Amar Alekhan Gadol. And i.e., and the Rabbi Yeshevov said, no, what are you talking about? Even Amar Alekhan Gadol creates mamzerus. But he wasn't talking about isser asay. If he wasn't talking about the mitzvah's asay, or the isser asay, so then how could you have a nafkamina that is an isser asay? I mean, they basically agree. The only point of contention between Rabbi Yeshevov and Rabbi Simoi in that case would be Amar Alekhan Gadol. But if Rabbi Yeshevov was saying, That would be the difference between Shinat Yamani and Rishon Ben Manasya would be the Isser Aseh. But if Rabbi Yesheva was saying that even according to Rabbi Kiva, an Isser Aseh will create Mamzeris and the marriage won't work, so then what is the Nafkamina between Shinat Yamani and Rabbi Shimon Ben Manasya? Right? What's the difference? Because according to his understanding of Rabbi Kiva, any Isser whatsoever will create a lack of Tfizas Kiddushin, and then you don't have any difference. Then any woman who you can't marry, right, you can't stay with, right? The marriage doesn't work. There's no difference between saying, right, a woman who you can marry versus a woman who you can stay with. So let's just read that in the Gemara. That's the question of the Gemara right now. So, Hanichal Rabbi Yesheva Avi Lefukim Itami Rabbi Simai Kasi Shapir. Right, if he was just responding to Rabbi Simai, so that all works, because you could say that Chayve Asay is the Nafkamina between Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Shimon Ben Manasseh. Eli Itami Den Avshei Kamar, but if he's saying his own opinion about Rabbi Akiva, that Kol She'en Lo Bia B'Yisrael Avlad Mamzer Afilu Chayve Asay, right, even if you say that he holds that even Chayve Asay, even Mitzri Nadomi, right, would create Mamzeris, and therefore there's no marriage if you would try to marry that person, and therefore there's no difference between saying Havaya and Lekaima, right? There's no difference between saying you can marry this person and you can stay married to this person. So my Benayu. So what's the difference between Rabbi Simai between Rishon HaTimani and Rishon Ben Asya? So Kumar says, you get Benayu Bulu Lekoin Gadol. The difference is a Bulu Lekoin Gadol, right? Which even there we will assume that is. That will not create mamzeres. That actually works. That a bula or a kohen gadol has to marry. Right? The pasuk says besula yikach. He has to marry a virgin. If you would rape Rachman al Tzlan, not a great kohen gadol, but unfortunately we had some in our history that were not great tzaddikim. If you would rape a woman who's not a virgin, you would have to pay the 50 shekel. That would be the nafkamina at least between Rabbi Shimon HaTimani and Rabbi Shimon Benasya. Aye, but isn't that? Didn't we just say an isra say creates mamzeres? Maishna. So the Gemara answers because yeah, that's an Isser Aseh, but it doesn't apply to everybody. Right? It's weaker. It only applies to Kohen Gadol. So therefore, that will not create Mamzeris, even according to this understanding of Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Amar of Chista. Chista says a kol modim. Right? Both not everybody, but meaning Rabbi Shimon Tehmani and Rabbi Shimon Ben Asya, they both agree that Bebal Anida, that if a person rapes Anida, Shemeshalim Knas, that you have to pay the fine for. Because the mandamala yeshba havaya, according to the one who says that you have to be able to halachically, legally marry the girl. So hanami yeshba havaya, right? You can legally marry Anida. It happens once in a while that the woman is Anida when they get married. Rambam says, nisuin doesn't work, the chuba doesn't work, okay, we don't pass like that, but you can marry this tweezes kedushin by Anida. Amandamar ruya the kaima, according to the one who says, Who was that? The Shimon Ben Asya, right? That was the second one. According to the one who says you have to be able to keep her, so obviously, Hanami really Kaima, right? You can stay married to Anita, right? Obviously, you don't have to divorce Anita. Ulafuke midi Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana. And this is all against Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana, right? Our Mishnah and all these Shitas are against this Shita. The Tanya is one of the Rabbisa. Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana, Haya Osa, Es Yom Kippurim Kishavas Latashlumin. Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana says that Kimle v'Ravine, if you remember, right, if someone gets two punishments, let's say Misa and Mamon, so you only get the worst one. So Rabbi Chunim Ben Yekana says that even if it's Kares and Mamon, then you don't pay the monetary fine. Right, so therefore, so even again, our Mishnah had said, right, that even if there's some sort of kares, right, we said that we listed, right, sister and mother, etc. So if there's kares, right, the Mishnah said there's a knas. That's against Rabbi Chunin ben Akana, who says that if there's kares and money, so then you don't pay the monetary fine. Right, that's what the Brisa says. He would make Yom Kippur, which is an Isser Kares, like Shabbos, which is an Isser, right, violating Shabbos Isser Mises Beis Din. Just like if on Shabbos you're Mechal Shabbos and you owe money, right? You set someone's stuff on fire, so you're Mechal Shabbos and you owe that guy money, so you're Potter to pay the money because you're going to get killed. Same thing by Yom Kippur, even though the punishment is Kares and not Mises based. My time, the Rabbi Chonim Menachana, what's his logic? So two opinions. First, Abaye, and Amma Beis will have Rava. Amar Abaye, Nemar, it's like as it says, Ason bide Adam, Venemar Ason bide Shemayim. You have the words Ason in two different cases. One bide Adam, that is by the case by is that Yaakov? No, that's the Yaakov, the second one. The first one is by Ason, if two men are fighting, and they jostle a pregnant woman, and she does not die. Right, so there again, the pasuk says, "Vlo yeh ason." If she does not die, so no she anish, then the guy pays the money. then the guy pays the money for Rachman al-Tlan causing her to miscarry and lose the fetus. And it also says the word Ason, v'karao Ason, that Yaakov tells his brothers, take care, I don't want Binyamin to go down to Mitzrayim, because if he travels and an Ason, a tragedy, something happens to him, right, I don't want it. So that's Bidei Shamayim, that you know, some sort of tragedy on the road, that's Bidei Shamayim. So Ma Ason Hamar Bidei Adam Patur Min Asher Shlumin, just like when we said over here, by Ason Bidei Adam, that if the woman dies and the guy's Chayav Misa, and he doesn't have to pay for the fetus, so too, if it's an Ason Bidei Shamayim, right, Af Ason Hamar Bidei Shamayim Patur Min Asher Shlumin, so too, anytime that there's some sort of Misa, right, Bidei Shamayim, right, Kare specifically, well, that's a good question, whether it's Misa Bidei Shamayim or Kare, we'll talk about that in a second, but anytime there's kare, so then you're also not going to have to pay the monetary fine. So Maskla Ravada Barava asks, it's not exactly a question on that, but it's kind of a question on the logic. How do you know Yaakov was cautioning his sons about taking Binyamin, right, some sort of tragedy on the way down, being Bidei Shamayim? We said that was Bidei Shamayim. How do you know that's Bidei Shamayim? Is that like Tzinim Pachim, like cold and hot? Right, what do you mean? Like bad weather? Right, Dilma al Arya Vaganvi. Right, maybe he's warning them about lions and thieves. That's comes at the hands of man. Right, so first of all, if you're wondering, lions in the hands of man. So the Gemara actually will reverse this in a second. But okay, question is, how do you know what Yaakov was warning his sons for? Right, why do we assume that's considered to be a tragedy and ason Bidei Shamayim? So Gemara says, yeah, enichanami atu Yaakov aha ahazar aha lo azar Yaakov. I didn't read that poorly. I read that poorly. Let's try again. Atu Yaakov, aha, azir. But aha, lo azir Yaakov. Lo azir, question mark. Yaakov, I'll call me the azir. Meaning, Yaakov warned them about both things. Right? He warned them about everything. So I don't want them, anything to happen to Binyamin, right? Regardless of how it happens. So that was included as well. Now, the Gemara just catches on that point that I just mentioned. First, we'll ask about the cold and the hot, and we'll ask about the lions and the thieves. You tell me cold weather, cold and hot. That's Bidei Shamayim. Right, everything is Bidei Shamayim except for cold and hot. Meaning, a person goes outside in a snowstorm in flip-flops and a t-shirt. He stands there in the weather for 3 hours. He's going to get sick. Obviously, a person goes outside and plays ball, doesn't drink any water, doesn't put on sunscreen. You walk outside in the middle of a desert, you're like, hey, you're an idiot. Right, there are things, Kol Bidei Shamayim, yes, things that happen. A person gets sick, Rechman Latzlan, Lo Aleinu, everybody should have Fu Shlema. But if you get sick because of the weather, that's on you. Put on a coat. Like, what are you talking about? Shneimer as the pasuk says, "Sinu pachem b'derech yikesh shomer nafsho yirchak meyam." Someone who's careful for his life, right, should stay away from them. Hey, just be careful when you go outside. Right? When your mother said, "Put on a coat," she's being mekayem gemara. She knows. So evesu, and also, are you mekayem b'dei adam? What do you mean? Lions and thieves are considered to be in the hands of man. From Rabbi Yosef, v'chein tana Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Chia said. Right, that's a coincidence, unfortunately, for today, being Erev Tisha B'Av. Right, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Meher Yivana Beis HaMikdash, Af Al Pi Shebatlu Sanhedrin, even though the Sanhedrin is gone, and we don't kill people anymore in Beis Din, Arba Misos Lo Batlu. Right, we still have the four Misos Beis Din. The Gemara says, what do you mean, Lo Batlu? What do you mean? We're not killing anybody nowadays. Nobody gets killed in Beis Din. So Ella, what it means is no din arba misos lo batlu. No, the halacha of our dalad misos Beis Din aren't gone. Mishnah is chayav skila. If someone does an isra skila, right? So oh no, from the nagago chayador sasa. Right? Either he's trampled by an animal, right, or he falls from the roof. Right? Again, this is the animal, the aryeh that's set by a kosh baruch. Mishnah is chayav strafa. Anybody's chayav to be burned. So oh no, fell but like gets falls into a fire or no. Oh, nachash machisho, where he's been by a snake, and the fire of the venom, right, kills him that way. Mishnah is chayav hariga, someone's chayav to get his head chopped off. Oh, nimkar al malchus, is given over to the goyim. Oh, listen by malav, where he's robbers come and chop his head off. Mishnah is chayav chanek, someone who's rachman al tzlan, chayav to be strangled. Oh, tovei banar, either he drowns in the river. Oh, mespes sur srunaki, where he dies with this kind of illness where a person can't breathe. His throat gets constricted and he can't breathe. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella epoch. So rather, it's the opposite, right? Okay, the Ari v'ganvi bidei shamayim etzinim pachem bidei adam, right? It's not really a good, it's not a kasha on what we're saying. It's just, you got to flip the examples, right? He said, what do you mean? Yaakov didn't warn them about bidei adam, he didn't warn them about bidei shamayim, and we gave examples. So just flip the examples. And in the Hanami, that the lions and the thieves are bidei shamayim, and the cold and the hot, that's bidei adam. Okay, fine. But that's how we, that's the mocker. According to Abaye, that's the mocker for Rabbi Nechunya. Ben Akana, saying that Kares and Mamon, right, you will not pay the Mamon. Rava Amar, Rava says, says, no, this is his reason. Right, the Torah says that if a person doesn't, if Beis Din does not put to death someone who gives over his children to Molech, so Kares Baruch is like, I gotcha. Not that I gotcha, but I'll take care of it. Right, I'll give this guy Kares. So I'm going to talk about Shalik, Misa Shalachem. And you see that the Pasuk is equating Misa's Beis Din and Kares. Right? My Kares is just like your Misa, meaning Hashem is saying. My Misa Shalachem, Pater Minat HaShlumen, Maaf Kares Shalik, Pater Minat HaShlumen. So Rabbi Chunin Ben Akana says, yeah, and they have the same halachos. And if a person gets Kares, they don't get, pay the money. So Gemara says, okay, Ma'ika Ben Rabbi the Rabba. So the Rabba Labai. That's cute, but what's the difference? Right? Who cares where you're learning from? So Iki Ben Ayah, Zar Shalachot Shuma. It could be that the Nafka Mina is someone who eats, someone, a Yisrael who eats Truma, i.e., someone who gets Misa Bidei Shamayim. Right? That's not by Kares, right? That's Misa Bidei Shamayim. Is that considered a punishment from heaven or not? Ramin, according to Abaye, who said it's specifically, right, he learns it from Ason Ason, so that seems to imply that any type of, you know, Bidei Shamayim punishment, so that you're going to be Potter. But Rava, who learned it specifically from Kares, so Chayev, Rava is going to say that Bidei Shemayim is not included. And therefore, someone who gets Misa Bidei Shemayim and Mamon would have to pay the fine because it's only Kares, because he learned it from that specific Pasuk, and that talks about Kares. Gemara just says now, on ask a technical question, which will take us into tomorrow. The halacha is that for Kimlev the Ravine to apply, right, to get only one punishment instead of two, the action, the Maisa, has to be done at the same time. Right? To use a dramatic example, if you shoot someone in the head and then 6 hours later steal somebody's lunch, that's not Misa and Mamon. Right? That's totally irrelevant. Right? What we're saying, Kimlev the Ravine, that you're chayav two punishments in Beis Din, that's only for one action. Right? You did one action, that's chayav two punishments. So the Gemara says, okay, if you're telling me that someone who eats truma is potter, according to Abaye, because he gets kares and mamon, misa b'di shemayim and mamon, so how does that work? How does that work exactly? Tamar of Chista, Rav Chista says, Modir Rechun ben Akana, begonev chelbo shel chavero v'achlo shu chayev. Because Rechun ben Akana is going to admit that if you steal chaylev, that chaylev is aser fats, you're not allowed to eat, and you're going to chayev kares for eating them, and you steal your friend's chaylev, and then you eat it, you're chayev. Why? Because when you stole the chaylev, you were chayev to pay the guy money. And when you ate the chaylev, then you were chayev kares. But that's separate actions. So Alma, meidne de agbe kanye. From the moment you picked it up, right, the item, picked up the food, you were acquired it. But mischayev benafsho lohave, ad achile. But you're not chayev kares until you eat it. So achanami, so over here, how do you have a case where a czar eats truma, right, and he's going to be potter from mamon? When in the world you're going to have a case where those two chiyuvim come at the exact same moment? Right, b'idne da'agbi kanye, where the moment he picks it up, he acquired it, and mischayev ben afsho, lo havei ad achalei. He's only chayev misa v'dei shalayim when he then eats the truma. So Gemara says, achu ma'eskin ha'kikon k'shatoch av lo chavero b'tochu piv. No, the case is the guy stuck it into your mouth. Gemara says, still, so. Kim Delisa, okay, so when you chew it, Kanye, you have now acquired it. And Mischayev ben Afsho lo havei ad achalei. You're only chayev misa v'dei shamayim when you swallow it. Skomar says, yeah, with a guy stuck it all the way back in the back of his throat. Skomar says, oh, but hechidam, what do you mean? What's the case? Idem asi la'adure, if he could bring it back up, so nihada, let him bring it back up before he's chayev misa v'dei shamayim. Ilom asi la'adure, if he can't, so am I chayev? But he can't. Why would he be chayev? Someone literally stuck food down your throat and you couldn't bring it up. Why would you even be chayev misa v'dei shamayim for that? You're an onus. Maybe someone forces through food down your throat. So Gemara says, "Lotzucha demotzi ladurei adech al yidei adchak." That you could bring it up, right? But you can't bring it up. Meaning it's a suffix, right? You could bring it up, sort of, right? It would be tough for him. If you look at Rashi, dinami ahadre maase. Because at that point, even if you could bring it back up, it's disgusting. And it's not, you can't give it, it's not fit for the bailam anymore. Hilchach, therefore, migezel lo gazla. Therefore, if you stole it, right, so lo gazla, it's not really, right, you're not really chayev for the not bringing it back up. So the only, and therefore, meaning you wouldn't be chayav for stealing. So my kama chayav is like tashlumin. So what would you have to pay for? The only thing you would have to pay for would be ahanaz grono umeyav. You'd only have to pay for, again, the halacha is that if you take something that belongs, well, if you benefit from someone else's food without actually stealing it, so you're chayav for the hana that you got. So hayi shaita. And chiyav misaika, because if you can get, meaning what's going on over here, you're not chayav for stealing, because even if you can theoretically bring it up, right, the guy doesn't want it back anymore, and you didn't steal it because the guy, someone else stuck it into your throat. So if you bring it back up, you're not going to be chayav for the gneva, right? But if you swallow it, so then you're chayav misaika shamayim, and you're chayav for the hana, right? You derive benefit from your, someone else's property. So therefore, that's coming together at the same time. So that would be the case of Zar Shachal Truma, that you would be chayav for. Okay, we're going to stop right here. There are a couple more answers, a couple of possibilities that will take us on to Amud Aleph. Have a great Shabbos. Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We'll see everybody at the Beis HaMikdash. I guess Mimanu Shach, either way, even if not, but you know, Chas HaShalom, but even if not, we'll continue the shir on Sunday night. No one says you can't learn after the Beis HaMikdash is built, so Mitzvah Shem will continue on Daf Lamed Beis, Mitzvah Shem, on Sunday night. Have a great dinner night, depending on when you're listening to this.